I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for July 19, 2021 to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanam is absent. Mr. McCann?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Ms. Stowe?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
Mr. Hanam is excused on family vacation, I understand. We have six members of city council here, so a quorum does exist. We welcome our guests this evening. We're glad you're here and invite you to join us in our pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, as you can tell from the paper in front of your council seats, we do have a couple of additions. At 16, I would like to add a Lord's banner over Main Street, together with ordinance 55-2021. And as agenda item 17, I would like to add a downtown TIF and SID update from Mr. Sanford. Mr. Frye, any additions?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Members of city council?
A report from Sage Art.
Report from Sage Art, we'll make that 18. Any other items from members of city council? Seeing none, members of staff, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing else, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
I don't see the chief here tonight.
Okay.
Okay, well, and Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and tonight's agenda is approved as amended. Agenda item 4 is approval of our meeting minutes from our last regular meeting on June 21st. Mr. Frye?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move adoption of the minutes for the council meeting of June 21st, 2021, as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes as submitted for June 21st, 2021. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to agenda item 5. We're very pleased to welcome this evening the CEO of TARDA and our representative on the board, Mary Morrison. As you've been reading in the paper and we've talked at previous meetings, they are working through a available window of time to change the structure of TARDA, allowing a sales tax eventually to put in place. Rossford, Ottawa Hills, and Sylvania Township have already approved that change. Waterville will be considering it tonight. I talked to Mayor Pedro today about it, and we are doing it. With those, if either one of those communities, Waterville or Sylvania, passes it, it will have the 4 votes necessary. Maumee also voted positive on a similar ordinance, but it is in effect a no vote because it tried to change some of the terms. And it's my understanding that Toledo will vote on this tomorrow. All right. Kim or Mary, if you want to come to the podium, I don't know if you have any, you don't need to. We can ask city council members if they have any questions for you.
Well, I do have a comment, Mr. Mayor. I do feel like we've had plenty of time to hear from you and to understand the issue at hand, and I just want to thank you for showing here up here tonight as well. I think you've been very diligent in making sure that you're presenting your case well and that you're available to ask questions. I appreciate your time and your effort.
If there are no questions, I'd like to move on to the ordinance 46-2021, but I believe Lindsay. Lindsay Stowe needs, has a conflict of interest and needs a vote to allow her to push back from the table.
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded to allow Lindsay Stowe to push back. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now we have ordinance 46-2021 for consideration. Mr. Frye.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce and read by title only ordinance number 46-2021. Approving the inclusion of Lucas County as a member of the Toledo Area Regional Transit Authority, and I'd like to move passage as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 46-2021 be considered as an emergency measure. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And it passes as an emergency measure then. That's it. Thank you for coming out. Hopefully it receives approval in Waterville tonight as well. Please let the record show that Lindsay Stowe is now back at the table as a member of council. Moving on to agenda item 6, we do have a cellular antenna issue on the agenda. It is not the Northview cell antenna. This is having to do with our elevated water tank in Burnham Park. Mr. Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is an existing agreement that we have with T-Mobile, but they're looking to do some additional work at the site and are proposing the current width of the space that they have is 10 feet, and they're just proposing that they extend that another 5 feet. For that additional 50 square feet of space, we've negotiated an additional $50 per month rent for the space. The space that they are using is still all within the footprint of the water tower. It doesn't extend into Burnham Park at all. So everything is within the underneath the water tower itself. So we would recommend approval of the amendment to the existing agreement.
Mr. Allen.
Yes.
Questions.
Since it's a relatively small square footage, I imagine that this does not impact any other communications organizations that may want to install additional equipment on the tower. Is that?
No, that's correct. Yeah.
Is just T-Mobile on that tower, or do you have Verizon or Sprint as well?
We have Sprint and T-Mobile. We have a lease agreement with AT&T, but they have not installed any facilities yet.
Okay. And obviously cell service or the availability of signal is a problem that we've talked about at length now in regards to the potential tower at Southview or at the Northview facility. Is this the equipment that hopefully they're going to install, going to upgrade service for T-Mobile customers in the community? Do we know that?
This particular equipment is more for their emergency backup system that they have there. So I don't believe that it's making any changes to the actual cell service, if you will. It's more their backup service.
Okay. Thank you.
Mrs. Priming, are you aware of any updates on the Verizon application that's in the zoning committee or the committee of the whole right now at Northview?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I have reached out to Jean Abercrombie, the attorney for the applicant, I think three times. I believe at the last public hearing, council requested additional information regarding the property value impact that the installation of the tower would have, and I just have not received a response yet from Mr. Abercrombie, but as soon as I do, I will pass that information along.
Thank you. All right, now I'd like to move on to ordinance 50-2021. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm like to introduce by title only ordinance number 50-2021, authorizing the Second Amendment to Water Tower Attachment Lease Agreement between the City of Sylvania as lesser and T-Mobile Central LLC, Delaware Limited Liability Company, as lesser for a portion of the water tower within Vernon Park and additional land in Vernon Park for the purpose of installing, constructing, maintaining, repairing, operating, altering, inspecting, removing communications fixtures, determining said city-owned property not to be needed for municipal purposes during the time of the proposed lease, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to sign said Second Amendment to the water tower attachment lease on behalf of the City of Sylvania, Ohio. I move for passage of ordinance number 50-2021 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 50-2021 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 50-2021 is enacted as an emergency measure. Moving on to agenda item 7.
This is another item that we have talked about at length. This is an extension of our existing solid waste agreement. Mr. Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The five items that are listed in my letter are the exact same conditions that have been discussed in committee meeting during our negotiations with Republic Services. Republic will provide 6,000 carts, approximately 6,000 carts, for refuse collection. We're going to modify our recycling collection so that one half of the city is picked up one week, the other half will be picked up the following week. The cost for those services will be only a 3-cent increase in our current fee. We're currently at $11.65 per unit, and this will increase to $11.68 per unit per month. And then we also have an existing fee that amounts to 81 cents per unit per month for the two unlimited collection events that we have each year. Those are billed separately. They're billed in May at the time of that event and then in October for that event, but it equates to 81 cents per household. That fee structure will increase 3% each year on September 1st, and we'll extend the contract through September of 2026. We're working with Republic Services to modify our green yard waste collection schedules to try to balance everything out. And they're also already preparing information for direct mailings, utility bill inserts, and that kind of stuff to inform people of the changes and how everything will roll out. Because of carton delivery distribution schedules, we actually won't make this change until October 1st. We want to make sure that we've got enough time to get people educated on it and get the carts distributed and do it properly, not rushed. It would be October 1st before we make the transition to the new service. So we recommend Republic Services has worked with us for several years. As with any relationship, there's bumps in the road, but as a whole, they've been a very good firm for us. And a community partner and being involved in some other things throughout the community. So we would recommend approval of this amendment with Republic Services.
Mr. Allen, this is not the first time we've exercised an extension of this contract, but it's my understanding this is the last time we'll be able to do this.
Yes, this is the last extension that's available through this contract in 5 years. In September 26th, it will be a required bidding process at that time.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Any questions for the service director?
Hearing none, we have proposed ordinance 51-2021. Again, Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 51-2021, accepting the proposal of Republic Services to provide residential curbside refuse and recycling collection and disposal, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a contract for said refuse and recycling collection and disposal. I move for passage of ordinance number 51-2021 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 51-2021 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 51-2021 is enacted as an emergency measure. Keep us up to date on that, Mr. Aller, but we've went through the issuance of new recycling carts with Republic a number of years ago, and I don't expect this will be any worse than that one was. All right, thank you. Moving on to agenda item 8. This is the purchase of a new pickup truck for the sewer department. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We received, we went out to several dealerships looking for pickups for the sewer department. And we have received a quote from Dave White Chevrolet for a 2021 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 pickup at a cost of $28,545. This vehicle is actually on the lot. It's not something that we have to wait 6 months for. And wonder when chips are going to come in and all that good stuff. It's sitting on the lot ready for us. If the purchase is approved, it would be our intent to transfer an existing pickup in the sewer department to the vehicle maintenance department and then dispose of the existing 2004 F-150 pickup that the vehicle maintenance department uses. I don't know if it was actually sitting out there, white pickup with much rust, to say the least, on it. That is the pickup that we would be getting rid of and kind of playing dominoes through the different departments. So the purchase does follow the state term pricing program, and it was included in our 2021 budget. It will be paid out of the sewer account as a budgeted item. So we look for approval to purchase the pickup from Dave White Chevrolet, as well as dispose of the 2004 Ford F-150 pickup on GovDeals.
Will we have to retrofit the truck?
The pickup that we're getting is actually, we'll have to put some of our light bars and that kind of stuff that we have will have to be put on it for like maintenance of traffic situations. But the pickup that we're getting actually comes equipped with a generator connection in the back and things that typically we would have to add to the pickup once we get into our shop. But this pickup actually comes with much of that equipment. So our retrofit type work is going to be very minimal on this one.
Thank you.
If there are no further questions, we do have ordinance 52-2021 to authorize the purchase of the new pickup truck. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce, by title only, ordinance number 52-2021. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to accept the proposal of Dave White Chevrolet for the provision of a new 2021 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 pickup truck for the Division of Sewer Department of Public Service, appropriating $28,554. Therefore, I move for passage of ordinance number 52-2021 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 52-2021 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 52-2021 is enacted as an emergency measure. We also need a motion, Mr. McCann, to allow the city to dispose of the existing 2004 pickup truck on GovDeals.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to agenda item nine, Cushman Road. We discussed this at our previous meeting, and all is on track for the contractor to install the new 8-inch plastic solid pipe, new 4-inch plastic drain tile, and some structures as necessary for the flushing of that line in the future. And for the swale to be filled in so that the road bed can be protected. So I believe all of you are aware, we did get concerns from the project contractor, Salavian Excavating, as to whether or not they would be liable for future connections from basement or crawl space sump pumps or other drainage lines connected to that line in the future. That was a very reasonable inquiry. This solution is, as proposed, is designed to protect the road bed of Cushman Road, as it was previously by the shallow, narrow ditch that was alongside of it, that over the years has become inoperable. However, when that swale was excavated, a number of drain tile and sump pump outlets were discovered, many of them gushed water, and it is our intent to tie those into the 8-inch drain line since they used to go into the ditch. However, the new solution is not designed or intended to provide future storm drainage for any future connections beyond what is already there. You've all seen an agreement that was proposed with Salvian Excavating that is incorporated into the ordinance that we're going to ask you to approve tonight. It is found in the third and fourth from the bottom lines of the title of the ordinance, the indemnification agreement, and it is totally in order as far as I'm concerned. Many of the residents have said there was never any drainage problem there, but indeed there is some drainage problems there that this will address. But it does not address it in the way that a full storm sewer drainage would do it when installed. Any questions about that for me or for Mr. Allen? All right, we have provided you with ordinance 53-2021 to enact the change order to the agreement with the contractor to install the plastic drain and tile lines and to fill the drainage swale. And it also includes that indemnification agreement. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 53-2021, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve change order number one to the city's agreement with Don Vine Contracting and Excavating, Inc. for the Cushman Road project to perform work not included in the original contract documents, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to execute a limited indemnification agreement relative to said work, increasing the contract amount by $172,835.81, appropriating funds. I move final passage of ordinance number 53-2021 as a emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 53-2021 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 53-2021 is enacted as an emergency measure. Mr. Aller, any update? I think we've determined that materials are available. The pipe, any idea when the contractor will be in there and finish the job?
Yeah, it's probably going to be some of the structures that are going to be, because we have to put access points about every 400 to 500 feet along here so that we can clean that pipe out and be able to get in and pull anything out should something get in there. So it's probably going to be about 3 weeks delivery for those items. So we're looking at 3 to 4 weeks.
In the meantime, the city has received complaints about the weeds growing in some of the swale areas. Some residents have mowed them and trimmed them, some haven't. Tell us what you're doing about that.
We have a contractor lined up to go in and keep those trimmed down and mowed. Should it actually have been done by now? I was disappointed when I found out today that it hadn't been taken care of. It should have been done by now. We do have somebody lined up to get in there and get that taken care of.
That A&amp;J that you contracted with?
A&amp;J Landscaping, yep.
This problem is going to come about again, and it happens on every street project like this, that when the soil is disturbed, you replant it, it needs to be mowed. The city will go in and fertilize it. The city will go in and put a weed killer on it, but we need the residents to mow.
Yeah.
This is one of the first problems I had when I was mayor. We need to encourage everybody to mow their grass, and once it's leveled back out, they should be able to do that.
Yes.
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Frye?
I would just encourage, and I assume that this was already going to happen, that we provide a feedback loop back to the residents so they know what the timing of this project is at this point, just for informational purposes.
We have been doing that. You got any update on that? Mr. Sanford?
I'll just review it again with Kevin and get back with them. We did that about a week ago, and that seemed to really help answer their questions. I continue to get questions, just follow up with them, and I think just letting them know what timing of things is, and then getting it done, I think we're on track to get everything accomplished.
When the neighbors were in, we told them that we expected it could be done by the end of summer, and we're still on track for that schedule. Are there still driveway aprons that need to be finished, Kevin, or were those all done? There are some that are still stone, I know that.
Still need to be done, yeah. That's, we pulled, pulled them off, so, yeah.
In case we were going to excavate deeper across those.
Correct, yeah.
Any more questions? I think we're in good shape on that one, and we'll get closed up yet this summer.
Moving on to agenda item 10, you have in front of you proposed ordinance 54-2021. This is to amend part of our existing zoning code. This is in special reference to the old T-Hot house. Is that correct, Mrs. Brining?
That's correct, Mr. Mayor. This is one of the conditions of the original special use permit when it was granted in 2005, specifically said that upon the sale of the structure, that the special use would terminate. Typically, they run with the land, but that one there was a special concern about. So they need to, the current owners of the tea house are in the process of selling the property, and the new owners also want to modify the use a little bit and include a juice bar rather than just tea. So it's kind of they would need to reapply anyway, but it also includes that as part of the definition.
Are they going to include teas as well as juice?
I think they have a lot of plans. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of good plans. So, but Ashley and Colin Ballister, who currently own Local Roots in Perrysburg. They're going to be the ones that are operating it. And so it's obviously primarily focused on juice, but.
Importantly, it will still have limited hours.
Yes.
Such as mm-hmm. the tea house has.
Yep.
This is in lieu of changing it to a business zoning, mm-hmm. which was creating some issues about spot zoning. It would have left a residential property between that and Metamora State Bank. Because of the limited hours and the limited products that will be available there, juice in addition to tea, we think this is a good way to do it. But it has to go first to the Planning Commission for their recommendation and then back to City Council, City Council for a public hearing and approval. So this is a motion to refer it to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation. Mr. Hanum's not here tonight, so other members of the zoning committee, Ms. Stow, would you just a motion to refer this one? Well, it's not the whole ordinance. We just need a motion to refer it tonight.
Okay. Yep. I make a motion to refer ordinance number 54-2021 to the zoning committee.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to refer proposed ordinance 54-2021 to the Plan Commission for their review and recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and that referral will go to the Planning Commission at their meeting in August. Moving to page two of our agenda, Chief Snorre has joined us. Chief, if you could review these two vehicles you're recommending that we go to Gov Deals on.
Certainly, Mayor, thank you. The first car, the 2006 Jeep Commander, we originally bought that as a used car, probably, I think it's 2009, if I remember correctly. That was used in our community's office as a air vehicle. Weakness of that vehicle is that it had a sunroof, and over the years of sitting outside, the sunroof had deteriorated away, and the car had a pretty big flood the last couple of weeks. There's water in the roof, and we took over 2 gallons of water out of the car itself. Our city mechanic, Jason Music, has recommended we retire that vehicle and look for a replacement. So that would be the Jeep. And then the Ford F-150, it's just that particular series, pretty bad rust in the bed. It's also an older vehicle. And we have already purchased the replacement for that vehicle, a 2021 Dodge Ram that is currently being upfitted. And coincidentally, the Dodge Ram will be moved over and made into an air vehicle, and we'll be looking to replace the Commander with one of our administrative vehicles. The truck came in, it's a nice looking black truck, and it'll make a very nice air vehicle down the line here. And we'll still be able to use it also for our various trailers for Safety City and for our firefighters program.
All right, all we need is a motion to allow these vehicles to be sold on Gov Deals. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll make a motion to allow the administration to post on Gov Deals the 2006 Jeep Commander and the 2006 Ford F-150 as described in the memorandum.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and that sale on Gov Deal is approved for two vehicles. Moving on to agenda item 12. This is notice of a transfer of a D5 spirituous liquor permit, and it's moving. It's moving south on Main Street, really to Holland, Sylvania. Still the same company. There are words on here that it's in safekeeping. I believe that's because the company that was using it, Jim's Pizza, there in the tequila complex, hasn't been Jim's Pizza for a while, so they haven't been paying a fee on it, is what I think is going on. It's been in safekeeping. Now they're going to reinstigate it farther south on Holland, Sylvania, in the florist shop that's clear down at the south edge of the city. Chief, you got any issues about this particular business or location?
No, we were notified by Ohio Liquor Control about a month or so ago. I did our due diligence and checks, and we don't have any reason to recommend a hearing.
If there's no concerns or questions from City Council, we just need a motion not to request the local hearing. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I make a motion not to request a hearing for this transfer of the liquor permit from Jim's Pizza and More at 5127 South Main to 4507 Holland, Sylvania.
Second.
Been moved and seconded not to request a local hearing on this liquor permit transfer. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to agenda item 15. This is, or 13, this is also an item for referral to the, or was an item discussed by the Plan Commission last week, last Wednesday, in this council chamber. It has to do with the Islamic school property up on Alexis Road. As you're all aware, they are planning a very large educational addition to that building. The problem is not with the addition or with the fact that it's a school. This property was annexed in from Sylvania Township and brought in under its existing zoning, which is the B2 General Business District. However, every church in the city of Sylvania is supposed to have a special use permit. You wouldn't think that would be necessary in a B5 district, but it's definitely something that we want in place when it goes into a residential district. And so this is not a contentious issue. This is literally just to update their zoning for the facility that is already there. And again, we need to go through the full process where it went to the Plan Commission, it comes back here, we need to set the public hearing tonight, and then we will also have to have a ordinance to change their current zoning. Their addition to the building has been through the Board of Architectural Review for color selections, and it's a two-story addition going on the west of that existing facility and architecturally fits into what's already there. So all I need is a motion to refer this or to set the public hearing date for September 7th, 2021. And Mrs. Capellini, since you're another member of the zoning committee, would you do that for us tonight?
Yes, I would like to refer Council SUP 3-2021 to the Planning Commission to update their zoning code.
Second.
This is to set the public hearing date as September 7th at 7 p.m.
Okay.
You okay with that?
Yes.
All right. Motion's modified. Second's all right with that. All in favor of setting that public hearing for September the 7th at 7 p.m. indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And the clerk will advertise that public hearing. Okay. Agenda item 14, committee reports. And agenda item 15, committee referrals. Any reports or referrals from committee chairman? If not, let's move on to added agenda item 16, which is a proposed Lord's banner over Main Street. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We received this application just this morning. It's consistent with other Lourdes University banners that have been hung in the downtown in the past. It does meet all of the requirements established by the prior two resolutions. And I believe Mr. Aller is working with the representative from Lourdes to get the appropriate insurance permit. They submitted it today. Thankfully, we had the meeting tonight because there isn't another council meeting until after they want to hang it. So that's why we were thankful they got it to us, so we didn't have to have a special meeting for it. So I would recommend its approval.
It's a black and white depiction of the banner on the back. I just need a motion for approval of ordinance. Sorry, I need approval of ordinance 55-2021. I think, Mrs. Westfall, you're the third member of the zoning committee.
I'm stealing Brian's over here because I can't find my minutes of paper, so here we go. I'd like to introduce
the
ordinance
chief,
number.
The chief is right. If you're stealing stuff, be careful.
Between us, we'll all get it done. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 55-2021, approving the banner application of Lourdes University, authorizing the zoning administrator to indicate such approval on behalf of the city of Sylvania. I move final passage of ordinance number 55-2021 as an emergency measure.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 55-2021 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 55-2021 is enacted as an emergency measure. Moving on to added agenda item 17, the president of council requested and Mr. Sanford was very happy to comply with an update of the progress concerning TIF or a SID in the downtown. Mr. Fry, I understand part of your concern is we want to get this going. We had had a request from the county auditor to be represented at our meeting tonight, and they might be coming next week. And they're doing it to every political subdivision in the county. they were too busy tonight to get here. And I'm only just using conjecture to say, the reason they wanted to come is to say, you've all noticed there's been a big increase in the sales price of real estate. That means that our triannual reevaluation might result in some higher property valuations and the accompanying tax bills, and they want to share the wealth. So, and we need to get this done before those take place, if we can, if it works. I believe that was your concern.
Yep, that's correct, Mayor.
Okay. Mr. Sanford.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And it was a great lead-in to where we are with the TIF, and also acknowledge Leslie helping me put this material together. I gave you each a handout. It's on, and I'll just touch on some of those points. But this is a follow-up to what Michelle gave us. And the top points, the different categories, what is the TIF district, how does it work, the considerations, and leading to the second page where it has the model assumptions and input. These were all in her report. I just wanted to repeat them again. This was a specific, you know, topic that we wanted to talk to tonight. And the mayor's correct. I did talk to Michelle again, and she recommends, if we're interested in doing this, and I think we should be, that the sooner we do it, the better. Then you lock in what the current property tax rates are, and then as they would most likely go up, then there has been a real increase in the value of property at that time. And I think that just a couple of things to go over with the where we stand, you know, since we last talked about this. And a lot of good questions. One of this was CRAs. We had two CRAs that actually fall in the downtown area. The majority downtown is in CRA number 8, and the small part is in CRA number 1. If a property utilizing the CRA, they would not contribute to the TIF. So, until the expiration of that CRA term, and we expect right now, the only property that we're expecting to utilize the CRA would be the SOMO project. And Leslie could help explain that, but that usually gets the application, and we have those. And the project is completed.
Gotcha.
And let's say, for example, that's a 15-year CRA, and the TIF is for 25 years, then the last 10 years, we would get the benefit of an increase in the profits for the TIF. The existing tax base is frozen at the start of the TIF once we would pass legislation. Increased property taxes are redirected to finance public infrastructure improvements. This is not an additional tax, but a redirection of the property taxes. We would need to work out an agreed-upon percentage of the TIF funds to go to the school system. And then the city, through our finance office, would create a specific fund which would only be used for public infrastructure improvements in the designated TIF area. One example of that is we had a streetscape improvement for downtown, and there was bond payments, we could use the TIF funds for taking care of that, for other projects that would be happening within the area. The other thing that I attached here was the map. If you want to look at it, and it shows the red mark is what is the downtown area that we used for the downtown study. I think and we're going with this is that I think this topic should be referred to a committee, probably the zoning committee, where we could talk about the term of the TIF and the area of the TIF. And I made a couple suggestions, they're just suggestions. I think this is what council, you know, we need to have this committee recommendation. But on Main Street, I included going down to the St. Joe's property, and there's you know, the properties that are on either side of Main Street, heading south, that could be included in it. And I included everything on Monroe Street, on both sides of Monroe Street, including river crossing all the way down to the expressway, just as an example, because I do expect, and again, the idea is to capture when their improvements are made in the properties in your TIF area, and I expect improvements over this time period, if it's a 25-year TIF, to happen, and then we could benefit from those increases for the project.
Michelle recommends a 20 to 25 year term for the TIF. Leo currently has a 30 year TIF in the downtown. And Michelle, when I talked to her about that, she said she has not worked with a 30 year TIF, but you can also do that. But these are the things I think if we establish have a committee meeting, and then the procedure, you know, would be to, at the committee meeting, prepare legislation for the TIF, answer any questions, then you have to schedule a public hearing, and then after the public hearing, then we can, be in a position to pass the legislation. But ongoing the whole process, we should meet with groups, the DSA, obviously, I think would be involved, and then meeting with any of the property owners to explain just how this works and answer any questions they may have.
So remind me, so once this all goes through, do the conversations continue with the DSA? Who decides what improvements will be made as we go along? Just council, so the DSA or the people in the TIF wouldn't have I'm just curious.
I do not think that's a council
decision. Doesn't go with it.
I mean, I'm sure you're going to probably listen to what.
I mean, typically, that doesn't.
No, it's okay. Under control of the council as to how the funds would be spent.
And then, I feel like in our last conversations, you felt like the sticking point might be the schools. Have you had any preliminary conversations just to, get them ready?
I talked to Superintendent Modley. We continue to talk to her. In fact, I have a meeting coming up soon on that with the possibility of a JED. She has worked with JEDs and TIFs, so she's familiar with it. And again, the Toledo TIF that I looked at, they had a successful negotiation with, I'm not sure what the percentage was, but that wasn't a major stumbling block with their TIF, with the Toledo schools.
Great, thank you.
So Bill, do you see any reason why we can't have a dual track where we're having conversations with the schools while we're arranging for this committee meeting? Because I just look at the timing of the reevaluation and say it would be advisable in my mind to get this thing moving and not die in committee. We could spend a lot of time getting to the same point and maybe perhaps miss opportunities to create revenue to get additional things done inside the TIF.
Yeah, I don't see that as a stumbling block or slowing us down, and I think we'll confirm that with the school system, but I don't see that as a problem. And I agree. I guess that's the thing that Michelle emphasized, that if you're going to do it as soon as you can to capture the current rate. So that would be at this time. My recommendation is to refer to the committee, get that scheduled, and then we can work with the what would happen at the territory, and again, what I put on here today was just a suggestion. We can talk about that, and we can also talk about the term that we want to have.
Bill, should we be looking at a SID at the same time?
I would not. I would put that off. That's a real different animal. That's where the you want the DSA to be directly involved.
Yep.
And there's been some discussions, and I've talked to some of the downtown people about that. That's a little bit different because that is a new tax. That's a tax to the all the property owners in your designated area. And the idea of how that works is that they're going to have certain things done with those fees collected instead of, and I know that the DSA struggles a little bit with people that don't want to join the DSA, pay their dues, and then benefit everything that the dues payers are paying. So the SID is a very equitable thing, but you just have to be careful with the explanation. And the mayor has shared in the past that there was a SID here. And then they can, and the way it was, really wasn't equitable with some of the property owners, and it was voted out. So that's why I think we want to be careful with how it's explained and laid out. So I would keep, let's get the TIF in place, and then we can, and I've done a little bit of homework on the SID that I think we can come back and talk about the SID.
I have a question regarding direction for that you've laid out, referring it to committee. And we're redirecting funds. We are not creating a new tax. but why would it go to zoning and not finance?
I think we just thought because of the, it was an error. That was it, but I mean, that was just a suggestion.
I think that's the president of the council's call, actually. Finance is your committee.
I understand.
You're inquiring.
No, I understand. To me, this should fall either as council of the whole or finance, one of the two. My tendency is to put it in finance and to keep this, there's been a lot of stuff, there's a lot of stuff in zoning already at this point, so my tendency would be to put it inside finance and try to set up a meeting. But the critical path issue is working through something with the district. And I don't know what the mechanics for that agreement might be. Do you know, Mr. Sanford? I mean, is there an actual agreement between district and the TIF or the district and the city? How does that mechanically work, do you know?
I will research that and report back right away.
Okay.
I'll put on that right away and find out.
We need to have an agreement with the school before we meet. Is that what you're thinking?
No, I think we want to keep both moving at the same time. I think we need to explore the TIF and start to move forward and establish some boundaries. Because if I were the school district, it's a chicken or the egg. They'd be like, okay, we're interested in having a conversation. Well, what are the boundaries of the TIF looking like?
Okay.
Well, right now we have a proposal from Bill, but other than that, so to me, showing them something on a map, that would help them with some context.
You're not eliminating what they're already receiving from those properties. What you were eliminating would be the increase.
Understood.
So
but it's easy for me to say understood. Because I'm on the other side of the conversation. But to me, the important thing is this, ultimately, this is for the good of the community long-term. If we're gonna move the community forward, to me, this makes sense to put it in serious consideration. So, as far as meeting on finance, I'm perfectly fine meeting prior to the next council meeting. I know Mr. Hanum isn't here for that, but I'm assuming he'll be here for that council meeting. Mrs. Westphal?
That's fine with me.
Available?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I can communicate prior to the meeting the update I get from the school district.
Great. This one may take a while. Can we shoot for 6:30? Does that work for everybody?
That's August 16th.
August the 16th.
16th. Is that okay for everybody? I'll make a motion to have a finance committee meeting on August the 16th at 6:30 p.m.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to have a finance committee meeting to discuss a TIF in the downtown district on Monday, August the 16th at 6:30 p.m. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries, and we'll have the clerk post that meeting. And we need a second motion to refer this issue to finance.
Oh, my apologies. I went the wrong direction there. I'll make a motion to refer the potential of establishing a TIF in the downtown area to the finance committee.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. And just so you know, as of right now, the county auditor's office is scheduling to have a representative present, possibly not the county auditor, on that same evening as part of our 7:30 agenda.
Great.
That gets us to added agenda item 18, a Sagard report. Mrs. Cappellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I know that all or most of you participated in the survey and the public hearings for Sagard, so this isn't like a huge surprise, but I just wanted to lay out the timeline and where we are. I'll make it an abbreviated timeline, but just to illustrate the public process and engagement that Sagard went through, and none of this was taken lightly, and it's taken forever, it seems like. Starting in 2018 was when the surveys went out. It seems like that went by really fast. But there were statistically valid surveys mailed. There were interviews of community leaders, as well as people filling it out online. This resulted in a master planning process, which brings us to almost a year later, March 2019, where the master plan and the survey results were all wrapped up together. And there was a ton of discussion at the Stage Yard Board to bring us to a master plan, an initial draft of the master plan. In October of 2019, it was, after many meetings, the draft was fine-tuned again, and the Stage Yard staff identified other needs in the district. So it's not just about the community center, but things that need to be repaired and kind of put back together in all of the Stage Yard properties. So in January 2020, a feasibility study started underway, and that was like a whole task force of people that were parents that use the facilities and the programs. So the feasibility study, that took months and months too. And initially, we thought that we would be bringing this to the ballot last November. But then with COVID, the meetings continued online, but ultimately we decided it wasn't the right time to put a new tax on the ballot in the middle of COVID. But in the meantime, Sylvania STEM and Sylvania Arts came into the picture because they were both in need of new facilities. So in the end, that extra year probably gave us enough time to figure that puzzle out. Stage Yard was awarded a Greater Toledo Community Foundation grant to look into strategic partnerships to put all three organizations under the Stage Yard umbrella. This is the part that really kind of gives me goosebumps, the STEM. I don't know if you guys know a lot about STEM, but the Stage Yard Board went and took a tour of the STEM facility, and ultimately, kids will be able to sign up, like a soccer player kid will be able to sign up at the same time for a STEM activity or for theater camp. So kids that might not have been exposed to soccer if they're in STEM or vice versa, all of a sudden they'll be able to sign up all together. Just think about what summer camps are going to look like. So, and then parents were wanting to use this lab for prototypes and like making things. So we took a tour of a makerspace, Big Fab Lab down in BG. So the point of it is, if you're an inventor and you want to make a prototype, you don't have to make it in China. You can actually use a 3D printer and some of these fabrication machines to make your whatever it is you're inventing, and then maybe you'll even start a company in Sylvania. I mean, it's like teeny little seeds of economic development, but it gets me really excited. So again, then we had the March and April public meetings, and I think all of you participated in those. They were super well attended. The plan was adjusted based on those comments. And then there were a lot of talks with health facilities, the ProMedicas, the Mercies, the McLarens, for possible partnerships. There's an RFP out right now. There are a lot of conversations, so we'll see if any of these major partners come back in and are willing to either sponsor a wing or something smaller. We're not sure exactly how that's going to work out. But at our June 22nd meeting, the Stage Yard Board did pass a resolution for the issuance of bonds in the aggregate principal amount of $72,425,000, which for a homeowner comes out to 2.56 mils. I have the resolution if anyone's super interested. I can forward it to you, or I can give you this copy. Something of interest for all of us more specifically, is that there's $2 million allocated to the building and structure at Plummer Pool and Burnham Park, out of that $72 million. So I don't know if you guys have any questions or if you want to see the super detailed numbers, but that would conclude my report.
I do have a question. Thanks for that report. It's really great to kind of have the full picture painted for us, and I would love to see the resolution. I do wonder if you could speak to what's going on with the JCC and the Y, and is it a competitive piece? Like, is it something that will duplicate services, or is it something completely different?
I would say it's not completely different. But I can say that there were conversations between Sageyard and the upper management people at the Y, JCC, and they couldn't come to an agreement. I think it was a little bit of a, we want to be in charge, but, you know, both organizations wanted to be in charge. So, and if you read that article, they haven't actually raised all the money.
50% of this.
So I feel like I wasn't really involved, but I feel like this happened a little bit before when Sageyard was deciding to build indoor pools and this indoor facility that the JCC campaigned against Sageyard. And I know that when the conversations broke up between the current Sageyard and JCC, it ended on a friendly note, and there was an agreement to not, like, campaign against each other or compete against each other. So I just saw that article in The Advantage today, and so
I have had a few calls from community citizens actually prior to this article coming out, so I think it's by people who were more familiar with what was going on with the Y and the JCC expressing concerns that Sageyard was moving forward. So this was like the aha, now I know what all those calls were about.
And this, I mean, the Sageyard, I mean, there's going to be like a multi-use theater space in it, and the STEM and the maker space, and I mean, it's going to be so much bigger than just a gym, which is what, I mean, the JCC, they're, at least in the article, it said they were.
And so the next question I think that'll happen, and it probably says it maybe in the resolution, or someone here might know, 2.56 mils, what does that work out to?
25.6 cents for each $100 of tax valuation.
Okay.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yes. Thank you. Okay.
So thank you. Question, Katie, the 2.56 mils, is that to cover the entire $72 million bond float, or is that only part of it?
That's to cover all of it.
Okay.
And then there was discussion that if somebody, like a partner, comes on board and that we don't need it all, we won't take it all. It'll be less of a, and I'm not sure how the accountant figures that out, but we did have that conversation that if, you know, somebody says, I'm going to give you millions, then we can reduce our
take. I probably should know the answer to this, Katie, but is this so City of Sylvania and Township, or?
It's everybody that's in the school district.
Okay.
And there's actually an option on property on Cross Lake Court, which is right behind Meyer, and it's a really cool location because it backs up to the University Parks Trail.
Okay.
And there'll be an entrance from the University Parks Trail.
Thank you.
Okay, I believe that gets us to the end of our scheduled agenda. There is information, item A is the withdrawal of the zoning change for the tea house to be changed into a juice bar. Instead, we're changing the rules. So that's what that withdrawal is about.
Mr. Mayor, I have something that I should have asked to have put on the agenda and neglected to do, that I wonder if I could just get a quick update on. I know that in our last meeting, we spoke about the speed bumps on Cushman Road, and we were going to begin a traffic count, and begin that process. And I'd just like a little feedback from Mr. Aaron, most significantly to figure out if I should be scheduling the streets committee meetings.
Let's let the clerk of council first report on the postcard response.
Okay. I have received 14 postcards, and I have gotten 10 postcards for the speed humps and 4 against.
And do we know how many we need?
90%.
90%.
80%, excuse me. Mr. Aller, what about the speed?
The vehicle count is, the criteria is approaching 1,000 vehicles per day. And I believe the vehicle count was at 320. And the 85th percentile is to be 10 miles per hour over the speed limit. The speed limit is 25, and the 85th percentile is 24 miles per hour.
How many, I can't remember how many houses are back there, how many responses we would need to achieve 80%?
I think there's approximately 30, so that's an approximate number, so we would need about 24 to make the 80%.
Is there much time left to receive postcards, or has that time frame ended?
They were to be mailed by the 14th of July.
Is there room for like a protected walkway? It seemed like a lot of those people had like little kids on tricycles and strollers. I mean, is there any way that there's room to, if we don't get the speed bumps, that we could do something?
Sidewalks?
Well, it seems too late for the sidewalks since we already, maybe not.
Yeah, they would have to petition for sidewalks.
However, there were speed pumps there in the past, and city council can override their own criteria and say, since they were there in the past, when this road was repaved, you can put them back in again. You just will have to make the decision, what kind of a majority are you looking for? I'm surprised that 4 out of 14 have said no. As for the other criteria about the speed and the traffic load, that's your criteria. You can choose not to do it, and as justification, say they were there before.
Just for my own curiosity, learning how the city works, if a street that doesn't have a sidewalk one in the future, does that create an assessment? How does that get paid for?
Well, that's what the code says. Yes.
And so I think what I'm hearing now, Mr. Aller, is that you've really completed your side of the work, and it would be fine to pull the streets committee together and have that next discussion, or is there more data that we should anticipate?
I think you can have the committee meeting. You might want to wait a little bit because of the mail service,
yeah,
being what it is. You know, we may get some more cards. But, you know, the criteria, the traffic counts and the speed data, that's not going to change.
Okay.
So it would just be a matter of how long do you want to wait for the postcards.
Well, we've got a month until our next meeting anyway. We've already got our next meeting has a 6:30 finance committee, I believe it is. So I think there's no sense of urgency from what I understand on this. So how about if we schedule it the next meeting? We'll set the streets committee meeting at the next meeting.
Does it make sense to reach out to the lady who was focused on the speed bumps? And I don't remember what her name is. Just to say, hey, we've only gotten 14 responses out of 30, and 4 said no. So, you know, you might want to encourage your neighbors, because she got a big long list of people who said yes, 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 but we're not hearing back from you, from those same people.
Actually, a couple of the people that signed the petition voted no. That's why we send out postcards.
Yeah. They can't tell their neighbor.
Yeah, I understand, what's the dynamic, obviously, but still, if we need, I mean, we don't even have half, well, not quite even half the number of neighbors who have responded in any way, yes or no. Mm-hmm.
I can do that. In fact, I got a call today. It was a question about the speeding and just wanted to get an update on where the process was. So I think that makes a lot of sense, Mark, to follow up and say, look, this is all we've heard from. you know, and maybe encourage them to get more people to fill out the cars and turn them in.
Don't they have to be already postmarked though, or can that be changed? They'd be postmarked by 14.
I think the question is their promise of mail, but I do think this is another whole conversation I do with each other.
Yeah. I don't know if the 14 can change, but they would have already had them mail it.
Again, I think that when the streets committee gets together, they can look at those things and make that determination. I don't think we should work that out right now. If the cars are postmarked later than that, I think that can become part of the discussion of streets.
We're not going to know when they're postmarked because I put the postage on those postcards and I did not have dates on it.
Got it.
So you will not know when it was postmarked. Because it won't.
Well, there might be 15 more in the mail and might get delivered like, you know, next March.
So we're certainly not at our street meeting and at our next council meeting.
Having said that, do we want to consider waiting just as a matter of timing for any decision on this until after the ditches are dealt with?
Because that's a good reason to do it, yes.
Thank you.
All right. If that's all of the items for discussion this evening, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this city council stands adjourned until its next scheduled meeting on Monday, August 16th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending.